All right, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed some happy music. That was Godflesh with Pulp. Before that, Full of Hell with Ashen Mesh, Cursed with Reparations, I Hate God with Crimes Against Skin, and Infester with A Higher Art of Immutable Reality. Or Beauty.
Beauty, yeah.
Beauty.
Easy.
Yeah, that's a pretty nasty segment, I have to say.
It is, yeah.
I'm sure all the folks out there who enjoy their metal on the punkier side and on the sludgier side and just on the kind of nastier side, you all enjoyed that. Which, you know, this music's all for my own personal collection, so...
So you do enjoy
I enjoy that, too, so yeah. I guess that makes us, you know, similar in our tastes.
Indeed.
Up next, got a band that you and I have been nerding out about all week, apparently. Suffocation.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
Suffocation. No breathing.
Yes, it's actually Drowning Pool. Is that the band?
Unfortunately, I am not going to ever play Drowning Pool on this show.
Is that even the band that does that song?
Oh, I think
no. It's Papa Roach, actually. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Worse. Actually, I'm not sure. They're both kind of equally bad.
They are both bad. Suffocation, instead, is actually one of the greatest metal bands of all time. For sure.
I agree with you on that. Saw them live summer 2023. I got a wicked iPhone selfie with Terrence Hobbs.
Is Terrence Hobbs the one whose hairline is pushed like all the way back, but he keeps
the dreads anyway?
Yeah, he looks awesome.
He's such a cool dude. He's so nice.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I just like walked up to him at like the merch booth. I'd bought like an effigy long sleeve and I was like, "Can I get a photo?" He's like, "Of course." Dude was like the nicest.
That's awesome.
And then they went on stage and like absolutely blew my head off. It was so cool. I saw him with Atheist, Surruption, and Contrarian.
Wow, what a show.
Yeah, wicked, wicked show. This was like right when shows were starting back up in Toronto post-COVID.
Mm.
Oh, that was a fun summer. And Suffocation especially just killed it.
Yeah, they occupy a really great place for someone like me because they are an amazing death metal band, but they do kind of verge on the brutal sometimes. Yep. And I really like when bands don't commit to either.
Yeah, because a lot of the brutal death metal, like, in a lot of ways, they're kind of the first brutal death metal band, but because they're the first, they weren't fully in one, you know, one camp or the other.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes them kind of so cool.
For sure.
Because they set the template. Everybody else just kind of copied it.
Big time. And they've stood the test of time. They have not folded. They've not become a bad band the longer they've been a band.
Like, no bad albums, really.
No. They're a great band.
You know, Effigy of the Forgotten, you know, Pierce from Within, and obviously the ones that everybody talks about, but, like, they don't have a weak album.
No, they do not.
Like, Blood Oath was really good. Their self-titled was really good. Souls to the Nines, really good. Anyway, so tonight I'm actually playing a tune off of Pierce from Within, Suspended in Tribulation, which I adore this. This is, I think, like, the longest song off Pierce from Within. It's kind of the epic off of that album.
Oh, yes, this song. Yeah, okay.
After that, Vile Ritual with Living Hell. I have a good pal of mine who I often refer to on the show as the Grindcore Connoisseur, and he's a very good friend of mine. We've been talking online for years and years and years, and he got me this for my birthday 1 year.
No way.
So I got the CD, and anyway, so I always mentioned he got it for me when I play him live, because he's a really good friend. And after that, I got two songs. These are actually Pay What You Will on Bandcamp.
Nice.
CanCon. Extremely Brutal. That's the name of the band, and that's how their music sounds, too. And kind of short, in and out, like minute-long, really nasty, quick, very heavy, very caveman-y death metal.
Perfect. Nothing better.
So I'm going to be playing Inevitable Passages and Afterlife Desecration.
Nice. I'm excited. Haven't heard that before.
Oh, I love Extremely Brutal. How can you not? Anyway, here's Suffocation, Vile Ritual, and Extremely Brutal, all on Harmony Corruption.
Lord,
All right, welcome back to Harmony Corruption. That was extremely brutal. No, seriously, that's what they're called. With Afterlife Desecration and Inevitable Passages. Before that, Vile Ritual with something of a name that I think actually kind of accurately suits their sound.
I would agree, yeah.
Cam, what were your thoughts on Vile Ritual?
You know, it's the exact sort of music I'm looking for. I want it to sound guttural and... excuse me, like it's coming, just ripping out of the earth.
Yep, almost straight out of hell.
That's that's what I like.
Morbid Angel did it best with Rapture, didn't they?
Hey, yeah, that's good.
Love me some Morbid Angel. I've always wanted to get an interview with Pete Sandoval. Never have.
Oh, have you tried?
I've tried so many times. I've messaged him on like every platform,
and he's not ever answered.
Fingers crossed, one day. Pete, if you're out there, please shoot me a message on Instagram. Anyway,
that's hilarious.
Love Morbid Angel, but we're not actually playing any Morbid Angels tonight. But speaking of other American death metal bands, other than Vile Ritual, which we heard Living Hell from, Suffocation opened up that last music break with Suspended in Tribulation off of Pierce from Within, and oh my god, that song rips, eh?
It's a great song. Yeah, it's a great song.
We were both kind of bobbing our heads the whole, whole time. It's like a 6.5 minute song. So, speaking of happy thoughts, up next I got Rapturous Grief.
Cool.
Off of Obscura, as well as Illuminatus off of Obscura by Gorguts. And, of course, another Canadian death metal classic, this time by a band I've seen. I've seen a lot of these bands that I've been playing today, actually, or will be seeing a lot of these bands in the future at some point. Cryptopsy. Saw them play 2 times in 2 days.
Yeah.
So good.
Some guys win, I guess.
I know. It was, death to all. So it was like former members of Death.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Gene Hoglan on drums. I was front row both nights, and I was just mesmerized watching this dude play. I'm sure. Just like locking eyes the entire night. I couldn't even headbang, man. I was enthralled. They played all of Scream Bloody Gore and then a few songs off Leprosy, Spiritual Healing, and Human one night. And then the second night, all of The Sound of Perseverance, plus some songs off of Symbolic and Individual Thought Patterns.
Oh.
So they played 2 full albums, and oh my god, it was so good.
And Cryptopsy opened.
Cryptopsy opened both nights with a retro night the first night, and then kind of a mixture of some of the newer stuff, and like some. They played basically half of None So Vile and most of Blasphemy Made Flesh the first night.
Right.
The rest of Blasphemy Made Flesh, the rest of None So Vile, and then some newer stuff night two.
I will say this, and I'll say it once. None So Vile could very well be. And I know you're not going to agree. You'll agree in part. Probably the greatest death metal album of all time.
It's up there. It's close.
I know you were going to say that. Close. I know you were going
to
say
it's
that.
It's one of my favorites, too. I listened to it on the way to high school from grades 9 to grades 11. Until I got my own car because I didn't have it on CD until like second year university because it was hard to find.
Yeah.
It's... like I listen to it, I'm not kidding, every single day on
I just
the bus
think
on the way to school.
It's just flawless. His vocals are just amazing. He's a maniac. Mm-hmm. It's just everything about it is perfect.
He's an English teacher in Quebec, by the way, the lead singer, Lord Worm.
Lord Worm. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Same with Nocturno Culto from Dark Throne. He's a he's an English teacher, I believe, in Norway.
Well, you know, yeah. Metal, it attracts a certain type of benevolence.
It does. And Thomas, the lead singer from At the Gates, was a social studies teacher in Sweden.
That's bizarre.
He just passed away, which is a bummer.
That is
turns out I saw them play all of Slaughter of the Soul live.
Wow.
Which was pretty cool. It's not my favorite At the Gates album.
No.
Red in the Sky is ours is my personal favorite, but that is a legendary album, regardless of, you know, personal feelings on it. I saw the band play the whole thing. They did like a mini set of like 6 songs, then they played the whole front to back Slaughter of the Soul.
Wow.
And that was the last show they ever played in, the second last show they've ever played in Canada. Because they finished that tour, and then he ended up getting like really bad like oral cancer, and he passed away.
Was he a smoker?
Why? I don't know.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, but guy was like his 40s.
Ugh.
Bummer. Anyway. But he, right before he went in for surgery, which would have basically made him unable to sing, he recorded all the vocals for the final album, which is coming out soon.
Isn't that kind of funny? It's the second time you've brought that sort of situation up.
Yeah. What was the first one again?
Of, Godflesh. With, Justin. Yeah. What a bummer.
Anyway, on that topic, here's Rapturous Grief, as well as Illuminatus, Dead and Dripping, and Lich Mistress, all on Harmony Corruption. right, welcome back. That was Cryptopsy with Lich Mistress and Dead and Dripping. Mmm, tasty. Before Gore Guts with Illuminatus and Rapturous Grief.
Mm-hmm.
So, wrapping up with two songs by, one by Infernal Coil, 49 Suns, and the other, Dead Moon Night by Dead Moon. Any parting thoughts for us, Cam?
Parting thoughts? Yeah. Long live Harmony Corruption. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's been a really fun time hanging out. I mean, I assumed it would be, obviously, listening to metal and just getting to talk about, you know, whatever for 2 hours. It's
fun.
A great show. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, happy to have you on. Next time I'm in town, I'd love to have you back.
Yeah, it'd be
a
lot of
fun. You got an invite. All right. Well, for everybody listening, thank you. Hope you have a great night. Hope you have a great week. Make sure you tune in next week, Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. for more Harmony Corruption on CHSR FM, Local FM, CFRC FM, and, of course, beautiful Chop FM. Hope you all have a great night. Here is Infernal Coil and Dead Moon on CHSR.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
Fleming, closing out the first hour of Swing, Swang, Swung. It's 1 minute after 3 o'clock. You are tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, Kingston's campus and community radio station. And we're halfway through another Saturday of Swing, Swang, Swung. That was a track called Can't I by Bob Fleming, closing out that hour. That's from a disc called Sax Spectacular that came out in 1958. Before that, a disc that came out late last year in the fall of 2025 called The Big Visit. We listened to the European saxophonist Emma Rakowitz and Gwynlim Simcock from their album Big Visit, and one of Emma's compositions called The Drumble Drone. Also in there, music from 2002 and Rini Rosnes' record called Life on Earth. We listened to one of Rini's compositions called Senegal Sun.